Time now for business news and to begin delivering holiday packages. Tomorrow is one of the busiest shopping days of the year, and this means busy times for companies like UPS. Last year, UPS delivered more than 3.5 billion packages, the equivalent of nearly 10,000 every minute. These days, the giant package shipper is branching out, helping companies in new ways, as NPR's Jack Spear reports.
It's after midnight, but things are just beginning to get busy at this giant UPS facility in Louisville, Kentucky. Built at a cost of over $1 billion, it can easily handle more than 300,000 packages an hour. Travis Spalding is a UPS spokesman.
4 million square feet, it sits on 550 acres of UPS-owned property adjacent to Louisville International Airport. And our property is right smack dab in between two parallel runways.
During peak hours, a plane touches down every 90 seconds. The jets, with their brown tails, line up one after the other at one of 44 docking stations. Spalding says there's a reason the planes arrive in the middle of the night.
When you're talking about Air Express packages, that's the only time you can sort them, because our customers demand that those packages get to their destination by next morning. So the only time you can sort those packages is that night, and that's what we're doing right now.
If UPS were an airline, it would be the ninth largest in the world. But while the company delivers millions of packages every day, it's also looking at new ways to keep growing. Spalding says one way UPS is trying to do that is by convincing its customers to turn over more of their business operations to UPS.
This is the next big thing, synchronizing global commerce and moving beyond just packages, but moving into the supply chain. You know, over a $3 trillion potential market there.
In warehouses not far from the airport, UPS stores finished products and spare parts for a long list of U.S. and foreign companies. Among them, defense contractor Raytheon. UPS's Jason Vaughn says whenever the Navy needs a spare part for its Phalanx anti-missile system, it calls UPS.
Raytheon's in about 30,000 square feet of this facility, so these racks, which are about 32 feet high, hold all of the Raytheon parts. So some of these are the actual barrels on the gun. Some of it is the computer hardware and software that runs those guns.
The Navy decided 5 years ago to turn over this sensitive part of its business to UPS because, as Vaughn puts it, while the military's key competency is blowing stuff up, UPS's is storing and moving things. And other clients are going even further. In a special room sealed off from the rest of the warehouse, Blue Smock technicians sit at workbenches cleaning and fixing laptop computers. Vaughn says if your Toshiba laptop breaks down, there's a pretty good chance it will wind up here, where it will be worked on not by a Toshiba employee, but by one of 150 technicians employed by UPS.
For Toshiba, we handle about 50% of the repairs of their product in Louisville, Kentucky. So the product is shipped in from the customer directly to us. We'll repair it and have it back to them in as little as 3 days.
Toshiba's contracted this work out because it's cheaper to do the repairs here than to send the laptops back to Japan. An example of how globalization isn't just eliminating U.S. jobs, but creating new ones. A few years ago, UPS probably wouldn't have considered taking over so much of its customers' business, but executives inside the company believe that while the package shipping business is doing just fine, future growth for the company will come from other areas. Not everyone agrees, including UPS's biggest rival, FedEx. Its CEO, Fred Smith, has said he thinks the UPS strategy is costly and won't generate enough revenue to justify the added expense. But there are industry analysts who like the idea and say the company's plans to take over logistics for its customers make sense. Art Hatfield is director of research with Morgan Keegan.
The movement of freight has a high capital intensity to it. You need to own airplanes, you need to own trucks. Whereas managing freight while it's at rest actually doesn't have the capital requirements that managing while it's in movement does.
And as more companies expand internationally, UPS officials believe there will be even more of a need for the kind of services it's offering. Kurt Kuhn is UPS's vice president of global marketing. He says that's especially true in Asia, where more companies want to enter the market but aren't sure how.
Take a company that's starting to do business in China. We can now help them with our small package network in China, receive goods, perhaps move those into a warehouse, and then help them distribute them across the globe, and perhaps at the end of the transaction actually deliver them.
But whether the UPS strategy works depends on getting more clients to turn over significant parts of their businesses. The division handling the project currently has about 70 corporate customers. That represents only a small part of the company's overall revenues, but it is UPS's fastest-growing division. Jack Spear, NPR News.
Photos of the supersized UPS Worldport in Louisville are at npr.org.